Hi everyone. So my podcast today is how to negotiate an increase in salary. Having a salary is one of the main reasons why most people go to work. But at the same time, it's the subject that no one likes to talk about. In fact, there's an unwritten rule that it's not the done thing to discuss money in your first interview. But at the same time, if the salary isn't right, you're likely to decline the job. One of the more exciting aspects about the job as a recruitment consultant is when salary negotiation begins. But for many, it's a daunting position to be in. You start thinking about how much money should I ask for? What might they say? Will they offer me the job if I've asked for too much? You know, a number of questions will start to confuse the situation and how you're to move forward. It can be easier for a person to negotiate salary when going for a new job at a different company instead of negotiating for a significant increase with your current employers after perhaps working with them for 1 or 2 years. This is something many employees find challenging because there's much more at stake and you would rather not rock the boat if things go horribly wrong. So nevertheless, it's an opportunity missed if you don't ask, because it's up to you to place a value on your skills, knowledge, and experience. Furthermore, the Equality Act 2010 provides a right to equal pay between women and men for equal work. This covers individuals in the same employment and includes equality in pay. So, does your situation raise questions concerning discrimination? So, what does an expert say about salary negotiation? Karen Brady is vice chair of West Ham Football Club. She's also Alan Sugar's aide in The Apprentice. And she says that opening salary negotiation is all about knowing your worth, and knowing your value is really about your self-worth, which are totally linked. In my professional experience, I found that following the following six steps have benefited employees seeking an increase. So step one is you need to start by doing your homework on the company's performance. It will be foolish to ask for a significant raise if profits are on the decline. But if sales are up, new staff members are coming on board, and there's optimism in the air, then the timing could be right. So step two, what extra value did you bring over the last year? You need to prepare well for this meeting. So if you think you deserve a pay increase, you need to prove it. Keep notes that you've gone above and beyond your job description. For example, due to staff shortages, you may have had to do the job of two people. As a great team player that you are, you embraced a new challenge and got on with it. So you ought to be remunerated accordingly. Step three, what is your current market value? Excellent. Website to check out is glassdoor.com. Speaking to specialist recruiters in the marketplace is also a good thing to do. And also think about the cost it would be to replace you. So you've got things such as the job board agency and agency fees, marketing and onboarding costs. These are significant amounts of money that it will cost to replace you if you left. So step four, be prepared for sorry, there's no budget. There may be no budget to increase your salary, but there's likely to be a separate budget for training or bonuses. So maybe they can pay for a particular course that you would like to do, or you would be equally happy with a lump sum. So step five, use the word no. Now, what I mean by this is the word no is a great negotiating word. So you may say to your manager from the beginning, you know, I'm comfortable with a no answer. Now, just by saying this, you put your manager at ease And it begins to open up the conversation with regards to negotiation. Step 6, stay professional throughout. Thank you. That's what I would like to share with you today. And so if you do have any comments, please do leave a message. I'll be discussing some really interesting topics over the coming weeks on gender pay and also on diversity and inclusion. So if you would like to hear more, feel free to subscribe or leave a message. You can also reach me on LinkedIn. Thank you.